This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And before we get started on our discussion this week, we want to talk about a special event that's happening next week on Thursday, the 22nd of April.
Yes, this is probably one of the most important outreach efforts that we've ever done since our programs got started, I would think, David. It's going to be Mitchell County, Avery County, Madison County, and Yancey County. All getting together, our different domestic violence sexual assault programs are hosting the event at Higgins United Methodist Church on April the 22nd. It starts at 8:30, ends at 4. All pastors, ministers, wives, lay leaders, elders in the church, and deacons are encouraged to participate in this, and we're bringing in a well-known speaker, pastor named Rick Houston, who's from Wilmington. He himself is a Baptist minister and has a really good training on what should ministers be talking about to their parishioners regarding domestic violence.
And the thing we want to point out is that most ministers are not trained in this area, and there seems to be a real need and a emphasis on keeping families together, which is great. We encourage that. But unless there's some intervention when violence is going on, you're very likely putting a woman back into a dangerous situation, and the children as well. And so we just want to educate ministers about domestic violence and all of its implications, and so that they'll know that not only do they need to keep the family together, but there needs to be some intervention, or we're going to just repeat the same cycle over and over again.
Yes, and there's an article in the Carolina Christian News, the most current issue of that, that goes into more detail and has quotes from all of us. And please pick up that copy, because on page 7, after you read the article, on page 7 is the paperwork where you can sign up for the event, or you can call us at 682-0056. And reserve your spot. We're serving a free continental breakfast and a free lunch.
And if you don't know what we look like, there's a big picture of the group that's sponsoring this with Samantha and myself in it.
All of us, yeah. So it was an excellent article. We appreciate what they did.
Samantha, the month of April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we've been talking for the last couple of weeks about some of the issues of sexual assault, and our whole objective here is to try to educate the public and on some of the myths and some of the facts about what is and what is not sexual assault.
Yeah, and some people don't really understand what does sexual assault mean. We tend to think of rape, and then you hear the term sexual assault. So sexual assault includes touching of a sexual nature. It can be with clothes on or clothes off. Penetration by an object. It doesn't have to be a physical part of the body that's doing that. Child sexual abuse, including incest, rape, attempted and completed rape, doesn't have to be totally completed. It can be a known or an unknown perpetrator. And then there's drug-facilitated sexual assault, and what that means is people slipping something in your drink and you're not even aware of your surroundings. And it can lead to murder, which you don't often think about that.
We talked about last week that most of the victims are women, as you might expect. And an interesting fact is that usually they know, in the great majority of cases, they know the assailant.
73% of sexual assaults are committed by someone that we know. We tend to warn our kids about the stranger who's going to attack us. And also, as women, you know, walking along the street or whatever, we think, oh, it's going to be some stranger. But it's usually somebody we know.
And we'll talk more about this next week, but in the meantime, if you'd like more information on this topic or about our special ministers' conference coming up on the 22nd, you can call us in Mitchell County at 765-4044.
And in Yancey County, 682-0056.
And we want to thank everyone for listening, and remember that domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.